full-time whistle goes, you can hear. Look, but after it's there, as Rainey gets involved with the Kerry management, there's a ball kicked towards him and then kicked back. All the players rushing on here now. I think it's a bit of handbags here.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where hopefully this doesn't disintegrate into something unnecessary, because there's a lot of players involved. Hopefully the things get sorted out, because there's substitutes involved, there's a lot of players involved. The match referee and his assistants are keeping a close eye on it. I think it's going to calm down, and a bit of sense has prevailed. Kevin McHugh is in there sorting out a few things, pulling players away from the situation, and I think, you know, a situation that could have got out of control there, Keith. I think thankfully it's been sorted out, although there's still a wee bit of silly pushing and stuff and nonsense going on. Harps have won the game by a goal to nil, but that's not the kind of situation that you want to be watching at the end of what was a very good game and played in good spirits.
It was, you know, there wasn't many, you know, there wasn't many bad tackles. There was a few bookings, you know, but that were just bookings in the game. It just seemed to sort of boil over near the end. A bit of frustration from one of the Harps players. I think he maybe threw the ball in the direction of the Kerry bench, and I think it was the Kerry assistant manager volleys the ball back at him onto the pitch. So that's obviously got everyone's blood up, and they're still the referee still with a card out here. I'm not sure if it was
a red card was shown the way of one of the Kerry substitutes. I think it was one of the players that was brought off. A straight red card showing his way. The referee's still not finished, because he's coming across towards the Kerry bench, and there's a red card showing to possibly one of the backroom team, Keith, and there's a red card for Kevin McHugh. Yeah, a red card for Kevin McHugh, even though I thought he was in there as peacemaker. But
I think he was. I think it's the fourth official there that has, you know, drawn the referee's attention to that. And he's obviously had a word in the referee's ear. And then Kevin's gone over and received the red card. Look, it's not what you want to see at the end of the game. You know, we want to be talking about the football and, you know, another, you know, big 3 points for Harps. Look, it's as the Harps players are over now, kind of getting their applause from the home fans. As we say, look, we want to be talking about the football here and not the afters there. It was a big 3 points for Harps, probably deserved over the course of the game. You know, great to see young Sean Patton getting on the score sheet and on loan from Derry. That's him up and running now. That'll give him confidence going forward. Good performances all around the pitch. Nixie Ferry on the left hand side causing them problems. Success on the right hand side. We spoke about young McAteer at the beginning of the game. You know, he looks like a player who is going to be, you know, great for Harps second half of the season. He's got composure, he's got quality. We've seen him, you know, a defence splitting pass there in the first half, and then even in the second half, you know, when Harps were on the attack and didn't have that many men committed forward, he was able to stop, you know, be composed, turn back out, you know, retain possession until a bit of help arrived. So that's excellent from them. Look, you know, all in all, if you try and sum it up, it's 3 points gained. You know, as the players make their way back into the change rooms now, they won't really care. They'll be happy with the 3 points, and unfortunately, it's back there in the road for Kerry with nothing.
Okay, thank you very much to Keith Cowan. The situation in the Premier Division, late goal at the Showground. Sligo Rovers leading Derry City by 2-1. They're deep into injury time in that game. Cork City have won at Wexford in the First Division, so the leaders win again. Athlone Town look to be on their way to victory at UCD. They're leading by 2-1. This result for Harps means that they will be up into fourth in the First Division, and they will close the gap on UCD above them. And next up for Harps, well, it's a difficult few weeks ahead, because Harps have got matches away from home there at Cork City. And next week they are away to Cork City next Friday night in the First Division, and the following weekend away to Cork City again in the FAI Senior Cup first round, and then the following weekend after that away to Treaty United. So that's three away games on the trot. Their next home fixture is against Bray Wanderers here on the first Friday night in August, but they will make the journey to Cork next week with their tails up and in confident mood after what was a very good performance here tonight against Kerry FC, a dogged Kerry FC who have been in good form coming into this fixture tonight. But it's Harps who have come out on top. Sean Patton with the winning goal. It's finished. Finn Harps 1, Kerry FC 0.